Show Services presents the Event Planning Podcast, featuring interviews with industry professionals to help you produce your next event.
I'm here with Jessica Tkachuk.
Good morning.
Boom Goes the Drum. What's happening?
Oh, not too much. Just trying to survive out there in the smoky post-apocalyptic world that is Calgary these days.
Oh, yeah. Has that affected some of your events? Have you had anything canceled on account of it?
We haven't. Thankfully, all of our events in the last little bit have been indoors, but it's something that I was thinking about, that this smoke is, unfortunately, it's something it looks like more and more we might have to contend with in these late summer months.
I heard some of the rides and runs for nonprofit communities have been affected, getting canceled, like Ride for the Cure and things like this. But what I came here to talk to you about is, what do you love about the events industry?
Oh, it'd be a much shorter list to talk about what I don't love. I think that what I love most about the event industry is the ability that we have to get people to focus on face-to-face interaction. We live in a hyper-digital world where so much of interaction and engagement these days is done not face-to-face. It's through your thumbs on your phone or a laptop, or even if it's through a screen, you know, through FaceTime or Skype or whatever. And I feel like people are forgetting the magic of what can happen when you sit down with someone face-to-face and have a really interesting conversation or experience something really exciting together, and the chemistry and the dynamism of that. When we do an event, there's always a moment where you look out across the crowd and you're just like, yeah, that's it. And you can see it and everyone is feeling it. Whether it's at a wedding, you know, when there's that first kiss and you look out and you see that the whole audience is just caught up in that moment. Or if it's, you know, at a huge concert and everyone is jumping up and down and they're so excited and happy. There's always that experience of community and togetherness and interaction, which I think we see less and less of in our world.
So yeah. How can you plan for a shared experience like that kiss? How do you plan for it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you would feel like it almost takes a bit of the magic out of it, hey? Like when you talk about how do you plan for creating magic. But I guess that's sort of what we're in the profession of doing, is planning for magic. I think the magic comes from getting to know who you're going to be dealing with, both as clients and as your audiences, and expectation setting. Because if people walk in, you're either trying to do one of two things: give them exactly what they want and have a really lovely experience. And there's magic there. There's magic in walking in and knowing you're going to be super well taken care of. And there's, you know, a lovely chauffeur and you have a gorgeous glass of rosemary lemonade handed to you. But then there's also magic in surprise and in delight. And if you know that is sort of what we're aiming for, you can work backwards from that and engineer it. Derek, the president of Boom Goes the Drum, talks about how that's his favorite thing, is almost feeling like the wizard behind the curtains, pulling all the levers and creating this incredible experience that people have on the other side. And they have no idea that behind that pipe and drape is someone usually a little bit frantic with a headset running around, making all of that happen.
How do you stay organized in planning an event?
Yeah. I mean, do you have any pointers? No, I think in the event industry, one of the documents people often work with is a workback schedule. And essentially it's you pick your event date and you, as it's in the name, you work backwards. And I think why that's so useful, and not just for events, but in running a business or in account management, is that it allows you to take big projects or big ideas or big tasks and break them down into small, manageable chunks. I think it's easy to get overwhelmed with the immensity of what we're trying to do when you have 1,700 international delegates, some of whom don't speak the language of the country you're working in, and you're trying to create this cohesive, seamless experience. That sounds crazy and super daunting. But if you break it down and say, okay, I'm not going to start there. Where I'm going to start with is getting to know this audience and getting to know what makes them happy. And then, okay, now I have a good handle on that. Now I'm going to understand what language or what symbolism is going to speak to them. And you build up from there. I think workbacks as templates and as documents are super helpful, but I think it's also a good way to approach anything big, breaking it down into smaller chunks.
Does that become a digital document that you're working with?
Yeah. So we're a smaller agency. We work here in Calgary, and we're actually just recently expanding to Vancouver. And so working digitally is super important for us right now. We have a couple of digital project management tools that we use because we don't believe that you should be limited by where you can be in that exact moment to the type of work that you can produce. And so getting to work remotely means having our documents live in digital spaces that everyone can access seamlessly.
I was wondering what is it that makes Boom different from other event planning companies or production companies?
I think that we would like to say that our differentiator is our focus on the story. We often find that when we sit down, people are super focused on the details. And like, don't get me wrong, the details are super important and we always get there and there's a lot of thought that goes into them. But we always want to back up first and get to know the vision. And I think that's what makes us different is when we sit down with a client, we go through an ideation exercise where we talk about their vision, their values, and their voice. And we identify all of those really, really clearly. And that's for huge projects or even small ones, because if you understand that the vision of a project is to create a moment where the employees for this huge company feel connected to the history of the organization and motivated for what may be an upcoming tough quarter, that's the vision versus maybe what you originally thought was, this is a cool Christmas party. When you get down to those things like the color of the napkins and the type of shirts that the volunteers are going to wear, the decisions that you make are going to be so much more strategic. If you know that it's about creating something fun and engaging, you're not just going to say show up in event blacks. You're going to have them maybe show up in a custom t-shirt that was, you know, created to reflect the logo of that company or whatever. At heart, we like to say that we're storytellers, and what we do really well is help connect brands to their stories and then find really, really compelling ways to tell those stories in live formats.
That's pretty intuitive for the company to utilize an event like the Christmas party, like specifically to connect it to the history of the company. Once you know that that is their vision, how do you use your platforms to say like social media platforms, if you had a different example where they were trying to promote their brand or whatnot, once you know their brand, how are you using, you know, Instagram, Facebook hashtags, this kind of stuff to promote it at their event?
And definitely social media is super important. And I think more and more event companies are understanding the power of it at an event. We often say that if the first time guests are interacting with your brand is when they walk through the doors of your event, you've made a mistake. And if the last time that they hear from you is as they're leaving on the way out and you say like, have a good night, like you've made a mistake again. And that's the beauty of the digital platforms like social media or blogs or websites or what have you, is that it gives you the chance to continue to interact and provide value for those audiences after they've left your doors. So it comes down to, once again, identifying what are the goals of this brand or this organization, and what's going to make the most sense for them. It may not make sense if they're targeting talking lots about millennials here, but if they're targeting a younger millennial or Generation Z, it's probably not going to make sense to reach out to them over Facebook. Most of them don't have Facebook, which to me is like mind blowing. Like, where are you seeing all of your photos of your grandma's cat otherwise? Like,
right.
That's shocking.
The hip Snapchat grandma.
Yeah, exactly. So understanding that is obviously going to help you identify what's going to make the most sense for them. And then just not being afraid to look at your event as more than just a moment in time. It really should be an ongoing dialogue.
Let's say if somebody hires Boom for, say, a fashion show, how would you help upfront and after the event?
With engaging with audiences.
Yeah.
Fashion show. Well, we actually did a show a few years ago, and it was at Holt Renfrew, and it was a private shopping night fashion show, partnered with Mode Models for that. And it was a pre-event marketing event for our look series, which was hosted at the Planetarium just downtown here. And one of the ways that we engage with audiences and got them excited about the show. And it sounds super simple, but we knew our audience. As much as fashion sounds sort of young, our audience there was a little bit older. And so we worked with Holt Renfrew and reached out to their database and got them just through email and through newsletters, got them excited about it and interested in hearing about it. We used private invites to create that feel of exclusivity and this is just for you and it's a custom curated experience. And then once we were on site, we had our awesome social media manager. Her name's Alex Kingcott. She was there capturing everything and engaging with different members and capturing live content and posting it on all of Contemporary Calgary's channels for them. So again, it came down to knowing that as much as a fashion show might have felt young and maybe Snapchat is the way to go, in reality, the clothing that we were looking at getting people excited about was higher end. And realistically, those are people that are typically older. And so they might not have social media, but they check their email and they get newsletters. And so that was what we chose to use.
What about after the event? Did you have a reason to engage with them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were trying to get them to attend Look. So Look was the major fundraising event for Contemporary Calgary. And so the idea of the fashion show was to pick your look for Look.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So the models wore different looks that were inspired by modern and contemporary art. And so then you got to shop that night. And then afterwards, the idea was you would continue to come into Holt Renfrew and you could keep shopping for your look for that event.
And then did you follow up again with personal?
Yeah. There was a follow-up newsletter campaign. Again, I know I feel like newsletter, it feels a bit old and dowdy, but it was the way to reach this audience. And it was successful. It was their highest attended private shopping night. And Look sold out, I think we were 3 weeks in advance.
So, well, how do you work with your client in regards to budgets?
Yeah, I think that... in terms of budget, we provide a huge value there because what we're always asking is how do we get the most bang for your buck? Where should we invest? And it's part of our initial strategy is deciding, are we going to invest in experience? Is it more in decor? And what's most important to you? And so as the keeper of the budget and also understanding our industry, we're able to really say, if what you really want is to create a beautiful, lovely experience, and you just want people to sort of pass through and engage at their own, then maybe decor is going to be really, really important to you. Or, hey, we have this huge space and we don't have a ton of money to spend on transforming it with carpet and flowers, but what we could do is we could use lighting and it will totally change this entire space. So I think the fact that we're experts in our industry and we really understand how different suppliers and vendors can add value, and then taking the time to understand the needs of our clients allows us to know what's going to make the most sense with that budget and to give the client the best experience possible for their investment.
If you were stranded on a desert island and you could only have one meal for the rest of your life every single day, what would that meal be?
Sushi. Absolutely sushi. You know, I have had this conversation many, many times. Yeah. This is something I think about frequently for someone who lives on the prairies.
Right on. Any particular variety?
Oh, I'm a pretty big, well, you know what? I just love sashimi, like tuna or salmon sashimi. But if I had to go with like a roll, I've really been feeling spider rolls, like with like the soft shell crab.
Oh,
so good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah. Thank you. What about you?
I think Indian food.
Yeah. I had that last night. I have
a variety of Indian dishes.
Delicious.
I don't think I'd get sick of it.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Well, I thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank
if people
you.
Are looking to get a hold of you or Boom Goes the Drum, can they find out more about you?
They can go to boomgoesthedrum.com. And if they're looking to talk to me in particular and get to know this elder millennial a little bit better, they can email me at jessica@boomgoesthedrum.com.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you for listening. This podcast was produced by Andrew Spencer and Chris Benoit. Please join us in 1 month for the next event planning podcast. You can also visit us online at calgaryshowservices.com to join our monthly newsletter for inventory updates and event insights.